Well, welcome to session four. And we're going to be looking at Enneagram point one. This is the last of the three points that are part of the instinctual triad or the body-based triad. And so we're going to continue with some of the teachings about that. But let's get into that by centering ourselves, by collecting our attention. And we do that, as we've seen, by connecting with our breath and by opening up our awareness of sensation. It's a funny thing how we could walk around and have very busy lives, but still have so little direct awareness of our body. But it doesn't take a lot once we know where to look. To remember to connect with this breath, to remember to sense this body here and now, to be patient and open and letting whatever sensation is here reveal itself. And of course, noticing it won't be the same as the last time I checked. What is here in and as my body right now? Where do I notice sensation? And what is the quality of that sensation? And how does it affect me as I notice it? What shifts, if anything? And as I'm connecting with this breath and sensation, how does it affect my heart? How does it move me? How does it affect the mood, my atmosphere, we might say? So as I'm sensing the body, it's a very interesting thing that my body has an awareness and intelligence about when I'm in balance and alignment and when I'm off. If we're learning formal meditation, and many of you may well have studied formal meditation, we may have learned that there are important teachings about posture, what in yoga is called an asana. And at first, we're taught the sort of external form of that, but we learn as we practice, there's a way that our body, through sensation, lets us know when we're in alignment and when we're not so much. And the part of us that tends to carry that knowledge is our spine. We can be aware of our spine. And you can feel when you're in alignment or a bit off. And it's a little bit shocking to see how many of our ordinary personality-based postures are quite out of alignment, and perhaps even intentionally so. When we come into alignment and we can feel ourselves relating around this axis of presence that is related to our physical spine, we start to notice how many of the postures and positions we take are designed to cut us off from a flow of sensation and life force. That so many of our postures are to numb us out, cut off the sense of connection. And you can see how 1 and 9 are interrelated in that way. So how does it affect me as I find that balance point? When I sense into my body, and particularly my spine, in such a way that I begin to feel more and more in alignment, more and more balanced around this axis of presence. Well, if we're tuning into that part of us, we're going to start to come into connection with the gift, the essential qualities of point one.